This goes to Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N, Stoneman, S-T-O-N-E-M-A-N, P-A-C, fax 989-875-5168. Regarding Tracy, middle initial A, Cisco, S-I-S-C-H-O, no, there's no H, S-I-S-C-O, Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S. Date of birth, 11/30/1976. Dear Miss Stoneman, this is a consultation for Tracy, who was sent for evaluation of hematuria and proteinuria with preserved renal function. She does have a history of Wilms, W-I-L-M, like Mary S., tumor that was on her right kidney as a child, and she had a right nephrectomy done at just over 8 months of age. So she has had one kidney her entire life. She did also have a kidney stone in the left ureter that was causing acute renal failure. She was sent to Midland Hospital and had a stent placed and a Foley catheter, and the stone did pass, and it was analyzed, and it was composed of uric acid crystals. She also has recurrent urethral strictures and requires urethral dilations once or twice a year by the local urologist in Mount Pleasant. And currently, her husband is helping herself catheterize twice a week to keep the urethra open. There usually is very little urine when she does that, so it doesn't appear to be an obstructive process or a urinary retention problem for her. She does have very controlled psoriasis since she was started on Taltz, it's T-A-L-T-S, once a month, and that is controlling that psoriasis very completely. But she has been having recurrent UTIs and does see the doctor, the urologist in Mount Pleasant for care for those. Currently, no chest pain or palpitations, no dizziness or headaches, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. She has been smoking most of her adult life, and she used to use nicotine vaping devices, but she quit using those about a year ago. But she has not quit smoking yet. And currently, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She is on antibiotic prophylaxis currently for the recurrent UTIs, and that actually has worked very well. And she had very severe vaginal bleeding requiring multiple blood transfusions, and then ultimately had a uterine ablation to stop menses, and that has stopped bleeding and controlled anemia. Past medical history is significant for psoriasis. This is all capitals, B like boy, R like Randy, C like cough, A like alpha, positive. But she has not opted to have her breast removed. She is getting annual mammograms and doing self-breast exams to be sure that she does not develop lumps that may be cancerous. Hypertension, the right kidney Wilms tumor, which was removed at just over 8 months of age, scoliosis, history of right inguinal hernia, bilateral shoulder pain, now frequent UTIs, and urethral strictures, which are recurrent, and a history of the uric acid kidney stone in 2022. None before that, none since. Past surgical history, she had the right nephrectomy at just over 8 months of age, left rotator cuff repair, that was recently. She just returned to work on restriction. left hernia repair as a baby, and then more recently, right hernia repair. 2022 had the left ureter stent placed for the kidney stone, which allowed the stone to pass. She's had 4 cesarean sections and uterine ablation. Social history, the patient continues to smoke about a half a pack of cigarettes per day. She denies alcohol use and denies illicit drug use. She is married, lives with her husband, and she's working at the Laurels Nursing Home in Fulton. Family history is significant for heart disease, hypertension, emphysema, cancer, and glaucoma. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medication, Xanaflex 4 milligram 3 times a day. Taltz, T-A-L-T-Z, 80 milligram subcutaneously once a month. Extra strength Tylenol, 500 milligrams, 1 to 2 tablets twice a day as needed for pain. Lexapro, 20 milligram daily. And M-E-T-H-E-N-A, M like Mary, I, N like November, E. 1 gram tablet, she takes a half tablet twice a day to prevent urinary tract infections. And she stopped using ibuprofen, 800 milligram, last month. Physical exam, height is 4'6", weight 116 pounds, pulse is 78, blood pressure is 120 over 70, tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear, midline uvula, clear drainage, neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no palpable nodules, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleens, no palpable bulges, no ascites, no peripheral edema. In labs and diagnostic studies, we have a urinalysis, most recently done 8-1 of 25. There was moderate blood and 30-plus protein. No leukocytes, no nitrates were noted. There's also a urinalysis from 7-24-25, 3-plus blood, 2-plus protein. We have a hemoglobin of 13.9. Normal white count and normal platelet levels. And 4-1 of 25, most recent creatinine was 0.64. Estimated GFR is greater than 60. Normal liver enzymes, sodium 140, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 22. Albumin 4.3 and calcium is 9.29. Assessment and plan, proteinuria, and history of right nephrectomy for Wilms tumor when the patient was just over 8 months of age. The proteinuria is most likely a hyperfiltration injury. Noted or occurring because of the unilateral kidney that she has after the right nephrectomy. And we are going to repeat her labs now with a renal panel, CBC, a protein to creatinine ratio, and a urine with microscopic testing. We're going to check a uric acid level since the stone was composed of uric acid crystals. She may need some kind of suppressive treatment if the uric acid is high in the blood to prevent a future kidney stone formation. We also may need to check a 24-hour urine for uric acid to quantify how much would be excreted in the urine. She'll continue all of her routine medications and avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And she's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 to 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.